Murtough is 4.5 years old, and his mother says he started having seizures as a baby after the bombing began. His one-year-old brother, Rafat, is malnourished because of constant vomiting and diarrhea. As she waits at a refugee camp clinic for medicines for her children, Aziza Ghazawi says trauma from the violence of the Syrian war has ruined the health of all of her 6 children.
The shelling was constant and my house was totally demolished. One of my children was hurt. My daughter's leg was injured. My son developed epileptic seizures from the air raids. My youngest child doesn't eat or drink.
Other parents at the camp say most of the children born since the war began 4 years ago have health problems. Aid workers say the families fled gruesome battles to live in rough conditions, making them sicker than other people, and their numbers keep growing.
There's tremendous pressure on health centers inside the camps because there's a large demand from huge numbers of refugees. From one day to another, we are trying to cope with these problems. We are trying to increase the number of doctors and health centers. But it cannot be underestimated how many people still need health care.
And as the crisis grows, funds to help refugees are dwindling, says Nasreddin Twaibia, a spokesman for the UN's refugee agency at the camp.
The dry picture is 600,000 refugees in Jordan alone and more than 3.5 million refugees in the region. So Zatri is really the tip of the iceberg, and that's the biggest challenge, is to keep the funding and to keep the programs running.
Some parents say the care needed for children who may have complex trauma injuries is difficult to find anywhere and nearly impossible for refugees.
She's 4 years old, and she's been like this for 4 years. I've taken her everywhere I can for help. She cannot speak. She cannot hear, and she's terrified at night.
His daughter Bissan is also incontinent and has trouble focusing her eyes, he says. His wife says the children were born at home while bombs rained down on her city.
We didn't take her for medical care in the hospital immediately. She waited at our home in Syria for 10 days. We didn't take her to the hospital because the hospital was under siege.
Ghazawi says she thinks the health crisis will get worse before it gets better, with no end in sight for the war. And Murtough's generation of Syrian children, she says, are already more sick and tired than many of the adults. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Zaatari Camp, Jordan.